WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. The official Twitter account of India-based crypto exchange CoinDCX has been hacked and used by exploiters to post fake XRP promos partnered with phishing links in an attempt to scam its followers, Cointelegraph reports. Responding to the incident, CoinDCX warned users not to click any links or messages coming from the compromised account as officials work to remediate the situation. American Airlines confirmed a data breach, according to Fox Phoenix 10. The company further explained that a phishing campaign gave hackers access to a limited number of team members' mailboxes, some of which contained the personal information of both customers and employees. So far, no evidence of the data being misused has been found. From Ars Technica, the head of Kiwi Farms said the site experienced a breach that allowed hackers to access his administrator account and possibly the accounts of all other users. As a result, a statement on the site advises users to assume their email accounts and any IP addresses used on their accounts in the last month were leaked. At this time, the individual or individuals behind the hack remain unknown. Shares of Canfin Homes Limited declined for a third day after a ransomware attack took down the company's website, BQ Prime reports. The lender's CEO resigned in quick succession. However, the company assured that there had been no impact on operations or performance due to the attack. The incident has additionally been reported to the Indian Computer Emergency Response Team, Reserve Bank of India, and National Housing Bank. Revolut, the fintech company behind the popular banking app of the same name, suffered a data breach, which was followed by phishing attacks aimed at taking advantage of the situation, according to HelpNet Security. Access to the database was allegedly obtained through social engineering methods. Officials have since revealed that the information of over 50,000 worldwide customers may have been compromised. From the record, prosecutors in Bosnia and Herzegovina are investigating a wide-ranging cyber attack that has crippled the operations of the country's parliament. For nearly 2 weeks, the parliament's website has been down, and employees have been told not to turn on their computers, barring them from access to their email accounts and official documents. Further, the main server of parliament remains shut off as officials work to remediate the situation. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.